And I'll try to limit it to 30 minutes. Try to do that on Sunday night because I know people are tired. Just sing a little bit longer, too. One year too long. But I'm going to try to keep it under 30 minutes. I got my timer up here, so I'm watching it. Job chapter 12. I love the book of Job. I'm reading this a few months back. And just I said, this is a good message right here. It's a good message. And verse 7 says this. And Job chapter 12, verse 7 says, "But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee. And the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee. Or the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this?" And it said, now ask the beast. And I want to preach a little bit. Ask now the beast. And you know, there's a few questions I'd like to ask the beast, wouldn't you? I mean, wouldn't you like to sit down with your dog, Rocky, and say, "Rocky, let me and you have a conversation. I got a few questions I'd like to ask you." Wouldn't you like to sit down with Rosie one day, Sarah Lee, and say, "Rosie, how about sit there for, I want a few questions I'd like to ask and talk to you." And maybe Manny, say, "Manny, I'd like for you to sit down and just, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Maybe you'd help me out." Because you know, brother, I tell you, I believe those dogs know some things we don't know. And it said in that verse, it said, "Go ask the beasts and they'll teach thee, or go to the fowls and they'll tell thee, or the earth, or go to the fishes and they'll declare, who knoweth not that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this." That verse said, hey, all these know what God has done. Just ask them. There's some questions I'd like to ask them, Miss Rachel. I'm an animal guy. I like to sit and watch animals. I go to the park and sit there in the swing a while and I watch the ducks and they teach me. I watch the dogs and they teach me. I like to watch the animals and they teach me. I enjoy that kind of stuff. My son, he's going to Europe this summer, you know, and he's all excited about it. And so they asked me, he said, "Would you like to go to Europe?" And I said, "What for?" "What for?" "What's over in Europe, Miss Martha, we don't have? I mean, there's nothing there, a bunch of buildings and restaurants and people. I'd go down to Springville and do that." You know where I'd kind of like to go, Miss Jane? If I had a choice of some place I'd like to go anywhere in the world, it'd be like traveling down the Amazon River. I could get into that, Brother Ben. I could get in that, Brother Chris, and watch all the animals and the creatures and all the things that God has. Now, that impresses me, Miss Martha, but going to look at a bunch of buildings, I pray that you have me excused from that one. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. But I can learn some things from the animals. And I'm a nature guy. I like to watch them. And the Bible says this. It said, ask the beast. Ask now the beast. And they'll teach you. You know, the first thing I think, if I could sit here and talk to some of these animals, these beasts, the first thing I'd like to ask them is about their attitude. Their attitude. Boy, they sure have a good attitude in life, don't they? I mean, have you ever really seen a sad dog? I mean, every one of you, we drive up out there in that parking lot and they'll see that car or hear that car down the road and they come flying down that hill just as fast as they can go and their tails are wagging and little Buster, his whole body wags like this. He's so excited. You know what I like to ask him, Miss Reed? I'd say, how in the world do you keep that attitude like that? It's amazing the attitude these animals have. Ask the beast now, and they'll tell you. I'd like to just ask them how in the world they keep that attitude up all the time. They enjoy life. They enjoy. You know, animals, you know what they'll do? They'll cheer you up. Research shows that people with pets live longer and they live a happier life just being around those animals. My dog, Rosie. She has the best attitude of anybody I know. That dog's unbelievable. She'll hear the door rattle, Miss Martha, and I don't care where she's at in the yard, she comes flying up there, Brother Al, just waiting. And she's big enough where she can stick her head up to the door, but all you see is about that much of it. And she'll see her little head sticking there, and she's wanting to see it. She got the best attitude of anybody. You know what I like to ask the beast? How in the world do you get this attitude? You know, I think there's something they know that we don't know or somebody they know we don't know. But they know something, Brother Ben. They got a great attitude. Them old dogs, every time we drive up, they're out there. wagging their tail. I wish everybody in this church was as faithful as those dogs, don't you? I wish they was as faithful and happy to see the preacher as those dogs are. I mean, those dogs, Brother Al, when I show up, man, they run out to that car so excited. And you know, it ought to be that way. I drive up out of here in the church and everybody ought to be waiting for me to run out there like that and jumping up and down. Hey, there's the preacher. They don't do that. Sometimes they hide. Don't give us Martha. I like Brother Charlie Andrews. He had this little old dog about this big. And them little old dogs, you know, like a short, something what they call a terrier or some kind of dog. And I heard a preacher one time, Brother Charlie, he said, "You know, Myra says, Myra accuses me. She said, you treat that dog better than you do me." Brother Charlie said, "Well," he said, "the next time I drive up the house, you come running out there wagging like that dog does and all excited to see me, and I might start treating you a little bit better, amen." You know what? I'd ask them beast, Brother Alonzo, about their attitude. How do they just get excited, just keep a good attitude? They have a deal right now for vets. They call Pets for Vets. And they have canines for warriors and these soldiers that go through all this PTSD and all these things. And these dogs help these soldiers get through it. And I saw on TV just this week, had a soldier there and he had this big black lab and he'd been through all this stuff. And Brother Ben had said he'd been through depression and suicide and all this. And he had that dog and that dog was sitting there smiling so big. And he said, "This dog right here is my best friend. He saved my life right here." I like asking about their attitude. They got a good attitude about life. Boy, I sure would like to get some of that. You know, somehow I think those dogs, they know something we don't know. Psalm 118 verse 24 said, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." I think they do that. Psalm 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, I think they do that. They got a great attitude about life. I enjoy watching down there at the lake the ducks and the snakes and the turtles and the geese and the dogs. Miss Martha, they teach me things. They show me things. I told you a while back, was one of the, a few weeks ago, one of the neatest things I ever seen. Somebody mentioned Brother Ben about this too, another place. And this was right in rush hour morning traffic. Rush hour morning traffic, and Old Springboro Road gets really backed up. And right there at 8 o'clock, I'm at the park walking, and I'm looking over there, and there's two families of ducks. And each one of them ducks got about 7 or 8 little babies behind them, Miss Frieda. And they're on this side of the road, and them ducks, the first family walks across the road. Just like this, that's low. Like one in line. Mama, daddy, and then all the little babies. There's about 9 of them all together. And that cat is back all the way up. And about that one got through. And here come the next family ducks right behind them. Just looking around, not in a hurry. And I know those folks in the back of the line, Miss Frieda, I bet they were doing some cussing and fussing. The right day, but those folks in the front, Miss Rachel, that saw those ducks doing that, they were all just smiling and shaking their heads. You know what, Brother Al, they got a great attitude. And just being around them sometimes, you know what, they'll help give us an attitude adjustment sometimes. You know what I like to ask the beast sometimes? Hey, how did you get that attitude in life like they got? I mean, you ever seen a sparrow sand? Them little birds, they fly and just enjoy life and just fly and just have a good time. Me and Sarah Lee, we sat on the deck. We had a mother sparrow out there. She had some little babies and we'd watch her. They'd grown up and I hope they flew away. I hope Rosie didn't eat them. She'd watch them, Rosie, my dog. She'd just bark and go crazy every time she'd see that mother. But that mother, she'd just fly in there so calm and she'd just have a worm in there and you could see her feeding them little babies. She just enjoyed life, Miss Rita. See what? Complaining? Hey, I got to work all the time. Man, I got to go out there and get these worms every 5 minutes for these crazy young men of mine. They got a great attitude. I'd like to ask the beast, how how in the world do you get such attitude? We sat out at night on the deck a lot, me and Sarah Lee. And at night, out there where I live, we'll sit on that deck at night, and Brother Ben, you can hear God's choir out there, Miss Martha. You can hear the crickets chirping along. I know they're praising God. You say, preacher, you don't know that. You wait when you get to heaven. I guarantee you those animals are praising God. I can show you that in the Bible in a minute, by the way. And the little melody line comes in, the little crickets are out there. And about that time, you hear the bass line coming in, the bullfrog.
Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, oh.
And I mean, there's a whole, Miss Rachel, there's a chorus sitting out there on my deck. And then animals are just praising God, enjoying the life. I like to ask them about their attitude. How it is, they just keep it up. They just keep it praising God. Said the sparrow to the robin, I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. See, I believe those animals know something and somebody we don't know about. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 6 one time, behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither they reap nor gather, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. And he said, are you not much better than they? I'd like to ask them about their attitude. Take your Bible, turn over to Psalms 84. Psalms 84. Luke chapter 12, Jesus says, are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them forgotten for God? He said, the very hairs of your head are numbered. He said, you're much more valued than a sparrow. Brother Al, he knows all about those sparrows. It says over there in the book of Mark, it says over there, if a sparrow fall from the ground, the Father knoweth about it. Are you not much better than that sparrow? Listen, them animals have an attitude that you and I could use. And I believe that attitude, if just like Job said, who knoweth not that the Lord hath wrought all this. They know who's in charge. Look at Psalms 84. This is good. I bet you never read this before. Psalms 84, verse 1. Watch this. Psalms 84, 1. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. That's the house of God. That's church is what he's talking about. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Watch this, verse 3. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house. You know what that house he's comparing it to? The courts of the Lord, the house of God. Watch this. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house in the swallow nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. You know what that verse said? That sparrow and that swallow, they have found a house, and they have found them an altar, it says right there. Those animals know more about God than you and I could ever dream of. That verse said they found a house and they found them an altar from the Lord. You know what I like to ask them about? I like them about their attitude. Attitude. They got a great attitude. You know something else I'd like to ask them about? If I could sit there and talk to Rocky. You think you could bring Rocky next week unless he and I have a conversation? That's his dog's name. You know what I'd like to ask them about, Brother Ben? Their altitude. You know what altitude means? It means to rise above. It means height. Like when you're on an airplane, you're going to say, now, folks, we're at 40,000. The altitude now is 40,000 feet. That means when you're way above. It's what Brother Chris preached about last week. That was a good message. About that eagle. He said, over there, that book, that verse about the eagle, he said, the eagle stirreth up his net. He said, God will stir you up and he'll make you uncomfortable. Because you know what God wants you to do? He wants you to rise up. He wants you to get out of the nest. He wants you to rise up. That's that altitude. It amazes me how these animals have a great attitude because of their altitude. They rise above things. I saw this week on TV, I saw this dog that had been abused, and you see them a lot on TV. The Humane Society had this dog, and this poor little dog, Miss Martha, that makes me mad when I see that stuff, you know. Them poor little animals, and his dog was, his ear was tore off. One of his eyes was tore out, you know. He didn't have an eye over here. And he'd been abused, some horrible misdemeanor. But that beautiful little dog, what he's doing? He's wagging that tail and licking that person like he didn't have a care in the world. They got a great altitude. They just rise above the difficulties and the problems of life. I've seen them many times on TV, I'm sure you have, before, where they've had those three-legged dog humane society, and they had that three-legged dog, and that dog only got three legs, and that dog just running around playing Brother Al like he didn't have a care in the world. He's just as happy as he can be. I'd like to ask them, how in the world do they rise above all that? They got a great altitude of life. They don't let the things drag them down like we do. I mean, brother, it don't take a whole lot to drag us down, does it? But these animals, they have an attitude because they got that altitude. They just rise above their problems. Here's a duck down at the... used to be at the lake. And he had one of his legs was broke. Broke real bad, Miss Martha. I mean, he just flopped. He went on one leg. One tap. That one did just flop. And we see him often. I haven't seen him in a while. In fact, I was just thinking about him when I was working on this message, remembering about him. And we had a lady who used to come down the park. Her name was Judy. She was a doctor from UAB, a professor there called UAB. And she, boy, she fought for those ducks, Miss Rachel. And that duck, she found that duck out there, and it had fishing line wrapped around his leg. That's why his leg was so messed up. And he walked. He only had one leg walking. And he'd drag it. That other one just flopped. And you just see him, he is like the happiest guy in the world. Like he didn't even know he had a leg flopping around. He'd get in the water, he only had one leg to paddle, and you could spot him, because he'd paddle this way a little bit, and he'd start going this way, and then he'd move his body. Brother Benny, he'd have to go this way. He couldn't go straight, he'd just have to go this way, and he'd turn this way a little bit. How do they rise above their altitude? I mean, how in the world it is? I'd like to ask them. How in the world do you keep that attitude with that altitude? This week I was sitting, it was Thursday, sitting there at the swing on the, and I had this message. I was kind of thinking in my mind a little bit, musing on it. And I was watching all the ducks in front of me. And as one of them come along, this Martha, and one his wing on one of the side was completely torn off. All there was some bone left. His dog or something must have got hold of him. But he was just going right there, Miss Jane, right with the crowd. There was nothing dragging him down. He just like he didn't have a care in the world. How in the world do they have such an altitude and rise above all the difficulties of life and keep that wonderful attitude that they have? You know what? Maybe they know something we don't know. Maybe they know somebody we don't know. Who knoweth not that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this, Job said. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me. On and on and on. I want to say to those animals, I'd like to ask them about their attitude. I'd like to ask them about their attitude, their altitude, how it is they just rise above all the difficulties of life. And I could go on and on. I'm on 18 minutes. I got 2 points. There's the attitude they have. I'd like to ask them about that. I'd like to ask them about their altitude. How it is that they just rise above the occasion. Us men, we just things just get us down. It don't take a whole lot to get us down. But those animals, they just keep going. They can go through the worst thing. And they just keep going, keep smiling, and tail keeps wagging, keeps going. I'd like to ask them about their attitude. I'd like to ask them about their attitude, altitude. You know what I'd like to ask them about? Their aptitude. You know what the word aptitude means? It means the capacity to learn. You know what those animals learn? They learn real quick. Men, we don't learn too quick. We're pretty stubborn. We're pretty hard-headed. But it amazes me how those animals, they can pick up things so fast. It's unbelievable how they pick things up. I was walking to the park this week, and there's a man there, and he had a white German Shepherd. You ever seen those? Those things are beautiful. I mean, they're beautiful. I mean, they're amazing. They're smart. You can look at them and say, and you know that dog is smart. And this guy he's walking with, I've never seen him down there before, and I gave him a track, probably in his 40s. And I gave him a track, and I looked at that dog. I said, is that a white German Shepherd? He said, yeah. I said, man, that dog just looks smart. He said, that dog is smart. And he said this, Miss Jane. He said, that dog's smarter than me. And after I talked with him about 3 minutes, I began to agree with him. I think that dog was probably smarter than he was. Ask the beast, and they'll teach you. Here's an aptitude. Them dogs, they can pick up things so fast, it's unbelievable. They learn. You know what they learn? They learn who feeds them, and they learn who cares for them, and they learn who loves them, and they literally get this. They worship them. Them animals out there reveling them. I'll drive up my car, and I drive up here sometimes when Sarah's not with me during the week or something. I'll drive up, and they run over there to her side. They know where she sits. And they'll run over to her side, and I'll get out of the car, and they'll be doing this. I'm trying to see if she's there. Where's she at? Where's she at? They're not interested in me. They're looking for her. They know. They know who feeds them. They know who gives them a snack. They know who loves them. You know, I've given you before, the Greek word for worship is the word coon from a dog. You want to know how to worship God? Just watch a dog every once in a while, and they'll show you. That dog of mine sits by the door, and she just waits and waits and waits. Miss Rachel, she just waits for one of us to come out and just say hello. That makes her day. We ought to be that way with the Lord, shouldn't we? Them dogs have a great aptitude. They learn. Those ducks at the lake, they sit around and they wait for somebody to feed them. There's probably 100 of them out there, about 80% of those big old Canadian geese. It was so cute this week. I was out there sitting in the swing, and this guy come out. He was retired at 64. Daddy would say he gave him the tracks. He was retired from Crustwell Gas Utility. He was 64, the same age I was. And he had his little grandson, Miss Jane. She's 2 years old. Her name is Katie. That little girl is the cutest thing you ever seen in your life. She has a little video thing. And she had a pair of sunglasses on, pink sunglasses. And they were about two times too big for her. I mean, they were a big old thing. She had a baseball cap on. She had a little dress on, and she'd been to McDonald's. Got her a shake. It's so cute to have those kids do. My little grandson, oh, he can't talk yet. He tries to talk, but he walks around like this about every 10 minutes. He'll go, he points at everything. He'll just walk around. And that little girl, Katie, little two-year-old, she got down to the park, Miss Martha, and she saw those ducks, and she started, and you know what those ducks thought? She's trying to feed them. Oh, and here they all come. You know, when them ducks saw that, they got so excited, man. I mean, all of them come running over there to her, and her papa, that's what she called him, papa. She said, papa said, hey, Kate, baby, put your arm down. Put your arm down. They think you're trying to feed them something. She was just laughing and cutting up, and those ducks were running around. They learn quick, see. Last week, there was a lady all the way across the street. She was all the way across, all the way across the lake. I was on one side, she was on all the way on the other side. It's a pretty good sized lake. She must have been feeding some ducks, Miss Martha. Because all of a sudden, I heard a racket from all the ducks on the lake. And every one of them, Brother Al, every one of them is headed down to that lake. And I mean, no ducks are getting it on, man. I mean, some of them ducks, man, they're paddling so hard, Brother Al, you could get a pair of skis and ski behind one of those ducks. Man, they're flying through that thing, and they're running up there, and they got one little path. And they're hitting the land single file, and they're all squawking, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You know what I was thinking about? Miss Liz, and I saw that all those ducks. Oh, it was amazing. Coming down, the Master calleth, coming down. You made peace at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth, now coming down. That's the way we ought to be. I was thinking, Lord, we ought to be like those ducks. We ought to be getting in line, coming to get fed from the Lord. They got a great aptitude. It's amazing how quick these dogs and animals learn. Miss Wanda was talking about her cat. She's got a cat. She's only had it 3 years. She got it for a companion. And she said her son has seizures. And she said that cat will know when her son's having seizures and come get her. She had, when did she graduate from medical school? Do you remember your cat? Did she have a doctor's degree from UAB? How do they know that?
How do them animals know? They know that earthquake that hit in California. They said before it happened, all the animals in the zoo and the dogs and the cats were going crazy. They knew it was coming. They learn pretty quick. They got an aptitude. They learn who feeds them. They learn who cares for them. One day I was walking down the park. There's a little dog. His name's Ninja. He's a border collie. That's the smartest dog I've ever seen. I'm not kidding. That dog's smarter than some humans I've met. That dog's amazing. The little old border collie. He walks with Brother Larry. Brother Larry's 81. He had open heart surgery a while back. And I was walking down there one day, and he walked with Brother Larry. He walked right there with him. I say, he's like one of the guys, man. You'll see some of them stopping talking, and there's Ninja standing right there like he's talking with them. He's one of the guys. And he walks with Larry. They just walk side by side. And one day I was on the back side coming around all the way on the back side there. And it's a pretty good side. It's 1 mile around, so it's a pretty good, over 1 mile. It's a pretty good walk. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden I saw Ninja come flying down the trail. I mean, his hair was coming back. Miss Rachel, that dog was flying. He was getting it on fast as he could. I mean, he had a dustpan behind him, man. And I said, Brother, and I saw Brother Larry. I said, Brother Larry, what's going on with Ninja? I said, he was flying through there. And he said, oh, he saw these ladies that feed him drive up in the parking lot. They got an aptitude, brother. That dog of mine, and I'm not kidding my wife to tell you, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not just preaching right now, I'm telling the truth. We can drive up in that house, and that dog will be waiting at the fence before she ever sees us. My wife says she must know the sound of the car or something. She'll know before we get there. She'll be waiting right there. It's amazing. They got an aptitude. Those dogs have a capacity, and those animals have a capacity to learn. Listen, some of those dogs you ever seen at America's Got Talent, they got dogs on there, man, that are smarter than humans doing tricks. You know, I saw on there a couple of weeks ago, Brother Al, a lady had a pet rat. For real? You see it? And that rat could run all over the place. And that rat could get in the wheel. That rat would run all across. How in the world did she teach that rat to do all? I mean, that rat did it for 3 minutes stuff. I told Sarah afterwards, I said, we're trading roses for a rat. She didn't like that. Now, she'd like to have a rat. She likes rats too. She's not trading roses for nothing. But that rat could, how in the world did that lady teach that rat to do all that stuff? You know what? I'd like to ask them about their attitude. I'd like to talk them about their attitude. I'll tell you one more thing I'll give you real quick. I got 3 minutes. I'd like to talk to them about their amplitude. Their amplitude. You say, what does that mean? The word amplitude, amplify, it means enlarge. Amplitude means largeness. You know what these animals know? They know how large, and they observe this world. Those animals know who feeds them and cares for them, and they learn the amplitude. They know the dangers of this world. And for those animals, brother, it's a vicious world. For them animals to make it from night to night, survival at that park down there, it's survival, man. They have to fight to live through those things. And those animals, you watch those ducks, a lot of times they're out there feeding, and they'll be feeding and looking. But there's predators everywhere that'll try to attack them. There's dogs that try to attack them down there. The Bible said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. If those ducks don't watch and pray, Miss Martha, they'll be the prey for long from a predator. And they know the amplitude of this world. They know the things that'll harm them. They know the dangers out there. You know what? As a child of God, you know what we need to know? We need to know the amplitude. We need to know the dangers. They'll take us down as a child of God. Too many times, you know what we follow? The ostrich. The ostrich theory of life. You want an ostrich to do? If an ostrich sees trouble coming and they see danger in this place, you know what they'll do? They'll dig a hole and stick their head in the sand. And they think they're getting away from it. And you know what they do when they do that? They give a whole lot bigger target for them to hit. We do that too many times as a child of God. When things happen, you know what we do? We just run and try to hide in the sand and put our head in the sand, play like it's not there. And yet, all we do is make a bigger target. Those animals understood the amplitude of this life, the dangers and the things that are around them.
The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says be sober. That means amplitude. That means look. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We have to have that amplitude of those animals. I like to ask those animals about their amplitude. They're always watching. Every little step in their life is danger. I get up in the morning sometimes and I'll walk into the basement for a few minutes. I'll loosen up my leg. And it's early in the morning. I'll walk up and down a little bit. Just loosen up my leg. And here's a little chipmunk that's usually out there on the retainer wall. Little bitty guy. And we got some nut trees in the front yard, backyard, some walnuts and stuff. And he'll have some nuts in his chamber. And here he's so cute. I'll come there and he'll see me. He'll see me through the window. And he's doing this. He'll mess with it. Look at me. He's watching me the whole time. See? He knows, hey, you stay over there, buddy. I'll stay right here, okay? If I even make a move out there, you know what he'll do? He'll scoot. You know what they got? They got an amplitude. They understand out that world out there, there's things that'll destroy them, that'll kill them. Jesus Christ said one time, He said, I'm the good shepherd. He said, I'm not like the thief. He said, the thief cometh to kill, to steal and destroy. That's what the devil wants to do, destroy everything we got. Take your Bible, turn over to Ephesians chapter 5. I'm about done. My 30 minutes is up. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I could give you many things on this. Ephesians chapter 5. There's an amplitude to these animals. There's their attitude. There's their altitude. They just rise above difficulty. They just keep going like. There's their aptitude. They learn. They learn who feeds them. They learn who takes care of them. Brother, that dog of mine, let me tell you, she'd die for us. That dog protects us and watches over us because she knows who's taking care of her. When all those fireworks are going off here the last few days and all that, she's just going crazy for us to come out here. And Sarah stayed out there till midnight, 4th of July night, for all those fireworks and just comforted her, calmed her down. Those animals know. They got an aptitude. They know who protects them. They know who takes care of them. We had a dog named Sugar. Sugar was our dog before we had Rosie. And she was a little bit bigger than Rosie. And that dog was so smart. And that dog would watch Sarah. She knew Sarah. She had to watch Sarah. She knew Sarah was special. And that dog would amaze me. And Sarah likes to run around and bounce. We call her Tigger. We need the poodle. She likes to jump and bounce. And she'll run on the deck and jump on the deck and stuff and get on the edge of the deck. And old Sugar, Miss Rachel, she'd run over there when she see Sarah do that, and she'd get at the edge of the deck and block her so she wouldn't fall off. She'd protect her. Wherever if she get close to the edge, Sugar'd run over there and get between her and the edge of the deck so she don't want her to fall off. They're smart. And they got an answer too. They know what's going on. Look over, take your Bible. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5:14 says this. Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. We get sleeping, don't we? And arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk, look at this word, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. That word circumspectly, it says walk circumspectly. The word circum means circle. It means around. If a circumference is, the circumference is around something. It means circum means around. Spec means to view. If you're a spectator in a game, you're just viewing. This is what we call spectacles right here. This is our glasses we view of. And that word circumspect, it means for you to be looking around all the time. That means amplitude. That's what those animals are doing, Miss Martha. They never take anything for granted because they know there are predators out there to take them down. And I don't care how old you get in the fishing line, there's always that danger. I gave an illustration, true story. Church we went in Pinson, Trinity Baptist, Brother Ken McClendon was a pastor and a good friend of ours. Little church like we got here. Actually met in a trailer. Had a little trailer out there. It was a lot of fun. We went there for a few years. Brother Kent helped him out a little bit. Brother Kent, he's been pastoring a long time. And he told a preaching that day, and he told an illustration, a story there, Miss Martha. And he told about a lady there that
came to their church and grew up there. And this lady taught Sunday school in the church. And she led some of the men to the Lord there in the church. And some of the older men there, she was their Sunday school teacher. And this lady at the time, he mentioned it, she was 71 years old.
I would guess it was probably 20 years ago when we were there, probably. 20 years younger. She is 71.
And he asked the church, he said, pray for her. This lady who was saved, loved the Lord, taught Sunday school, led some people to the Lord, up in years. She had her granddaughter that was on drugs, and this lady brought her granddaughter and her boyfriend into her house to try to help them and get them off drugs. And Brother Kent said, lo and behold, he said they got her on drugs. And he said she's lost her house, is what he said. And now they're living in her car. That's all she's got left. You need amplitude. There's things out there, my friend, can take you out. Just like that. You know what I like to ask the beasts? I like to ask them about their attitude. I like to ask them about their attitude. I like to ask them about their attitude. I like to ask them about their amplitude. Brother Al, would you dismiss us from prayer tonight, sir?